Hello.
Hey, remind me, is this podcast deep opinions on shallow topics or shallow opinions on deep topics?
It's everything. It's Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you feel deep, shallow, or just plain petty,
take a ride through life with us. Matt and Tara, as we chronicle it all.
Tell me the whole story, start from the beginning. What were you wearing?
Whether we are tackling aging, friendships, our spouses,
Hubba and Banana are the two luckiest people on earth.
Or any other of life's fun, we have different takes, but one goal. Get ready to laugh, shake your head, and wonder where our mothers went wrong.
I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I am still terrified of my mother.
Get in and hold on.
It's Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara, and listener discretion definitely advised. Live from a freezing storage closet at University of Gymnastics, it is Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you are feeling deep or you're feeling shallow, you have come to the right place. I am your host, Tara, along always with my co-host. He is currently the snack police, Mr. Matt Hanley.
Well, good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you now that you have stolen and ravaged through small children's snacks on their little bookshelf? How are you feeling? Are you feeling satisfied?
I mean, yeah, they were pretty delish. I'm not going to lie.
Folks, if you have ever seen the movie Godzilla, where Godzilla is just like tearing through New York City, that was Tara 5 minutes ago through these Ritz crackers.
Okay, that is a little bit of an exaggeration. And I would have enjoyed some more snacks if somebody hadn't have guilted me out of eating the small children's.
Yes, yes. Okay, so
graham crackers.
So before we get into our mental health, which is normally the first part of our show.
Sure.
We need to explain real quick to everyone why we are recording today in a very unusual place.
Yes.
Okay, so the reason we are coming to you from this storage closet is that we have an intervention today. So our show for the day.
Oh gosh.
Is Tara is pre-lit in November.
Hey, that's right.
Tara, when did you put up your Christmas tree?
November 1st, baby. Halloween was over. It was time to move on.
Okay, but you seem to be forgetting that there is a holiday between the two.
I didn't forget. I'm just planning ahead towards the only real holiday.
Okay.
Needed.
Okay.
Christmas.
Give us the backstory here. What's going on with this? This seems to be very excessive.
Okay, so first of all, I love Christmas, mm-hmm. but I also love my Christmas tree.
Okay.
So a couple of years ago, my parents gave me this Christmas tree. It was their old one. It didn't fit in their house anymore. I have a 10-foot ceiling mm-hmm. in my living room. This is a 9-foot humongous tree.
It is humongous.
No one who lives in an apartment should have this large of a tree.
No, I would agree with that.
But it's all mine. It was free. And you know how I feel about things that are free.
Yes, yes. Your favorites.
Yes. And it's just so pretty. I love it. I could not wait to put it up. Hubba was not home. He was working in overnight at the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm stronger than B. There was no one there to stop me. Mm. I didn't say mentally stronger. I said physically. She couldn't take me. So.
Okay. Well, this is a very divisive issue. Okay. So we're going to get into that. But So let's regroup real quick, because everybody knows we start our show with our mental health number.
Yes.
Our mental health awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through that real quick.
Okay.
And then we will get back into this very divisive subject matter. And
I will make no apologies for. I'm just going to preface
this. That's fine. Okay. You can, but I will be interested to hear the Shallow Squad's response to this, because I feel like we're going to have folks on both sides. But
for sure.
Okay. Tara, 0 to 10, where are you at mentally today?
I'm feeling good. I'm 8/9-ish. I feel rested. I'm in a good mood.
Good.
I just had some delicious snacks.
All the snacks.
All the snacks.
All the snacks.
So I'm feeling really good. How about you?
Tara, winter is upon us.
It is.
And I know this crazy weather, it'll probably be hot again in 2 days, but
sure,
it is cold.
Mm-hmm.
It is raining.
Yep.
And consequently, it's cloudy. That combination is not a good combo for my mental health. I want to go home and go to bed. Or get on the couch and watch TV. But I am here. I am soldiering through, because this topic is so important and the listeners deserve to hear what is going on.
You are going to sacrifice for my sake, for this intervention.
Yes, for this intervention, I'm willing to sacrifice.
Well, I do not appreciate your sacrifice, but I am here to listen to your reasoning.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So you obviously do have very strong opinions about me already putting my tree up and my stockings and maybe a little garland. Might be burning a marshmallow candle, candy cane.
Jeez.
Maybe sipping on some cider.
I
even put B in some Santa Claus pajamas last night.
Well, that I actually don't believe because I don't even think she likes Santa Claus.
She doesn't like Santa, but that is why I 100% put her in Santa PJs last night.
Oh my gosh.
Because okay. I'm trying to get her used to the fact that Santa is supposed to be the good guy. Mm-hmm. I feel like we can't always be the Grinch family.
But the Grinch is, an endearing character, and we'll get into that.
Yeah. But what about you, Matt? Okay. I mean, you have no decorations up right now.
I have zero decorations up, and I will tell you this: part of it is that I am what some would call a traditionalist. I was brought up a traditionalist.
Okay.
Which means Friday after Thanksgiving is when the tree goes up.
Okay.
But in recent years, I've been beaten down by the Christmas decorations. And so I honestly, there's really zero intent of actually putting a tree up this year at all. So I'm probably like too far on the other side. So for years, we hosted a Christmas party for about 80 to 100 people that was an organization in town. So I always had to have everything decorated by then. And it was early in December. So I always had it done early. Or there's a tour of lofts and things, and we would be on that tour. And so again, I'd have to get all the decorations up. So I think that has negatively impacted me on.
So the obligation of having to get the decorations
has worn me out.
I hear a lot of people when they're talking about their Christmas decorations talk about how their husbands dread pulling all the boxes down.
Yeah.
But I love putting my stuff up so much. I'll pull all my own boxes. I hang every ornament. In fact, I don't even want any help doing it. I want all the control.
No, I can appreciate that. Here's the thing though. So we're going to get into this because I think we have Team Tara, which is this November 1st crowd.
Yes.
Or, you know, the Hallmark Channel who starts their Christmas shows, you know, before Halloween.
Yes.
And then I think we have the traditionalist, you know.
And then over there with coal in their stocking, there's Team Matt.
Yes.
Who doesn't even want to put the tree up
at all. And it's not that I don't enjoy Christmas because I do, you know, mainly just from, you know, from the family aspect. But the decorations are a beating. And so, like a lot of things, part of this is the dichotomy of our life stages.
Yes.
Okay. So I think, would it be fair to say part of your desire to get this rolling so early is because you have a 2-year-old?
Definitely. No, I think she has a huge part to play in it, especially because when Hubba and I were first married, a lot of couples like to do like their first Christmas tree or whatever. We did not have that. I don't even think we had a tree at all for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then we had like one of those really small trees that had one ornament on it.
Like a Charlie Brown situation.
Yeah. It was like, it was really pathetic looking. And I was just like, you know, it's no big deal. But now that we have a kid, I need all the Christmas things.
Right.
Yeah. We're doing all the Christmas activities, watching all the Christmas movies. Yeah. No, I think that has a big part in it.
Well, so, and I think that everybody goes through this wave through their life on Christmas decorations because depending on the stage rep, because now with a 12-year-old, 9-year-old, like we're kind of a little bit more on the back end of the Christmas. And I know that my mother went through this, like you kind of have this in-between time when your kids are too old, but you don't have grandkids yet. And so you kind of go through this lull of like, like I'm not really, you know, it's hard to get excited to drag out all of the boxes and all of this.
Got it.
The other thing is, how many boxes are we really talking about of decorations that you have?
I mean, the Christmas tree box is by far the biggest and the heaviest.
Yes, right.
And then the ornaments are probably, I don't know, a couple of those plastic containers. But I put like those giant candy canes and the gumdrops. And those are really large. They take up a bunch of space. They're actually lawn decorations that I stick in my tree.
I think I knew that. I think I remember you telling me that, and they really are, y'all. I mean, it is this. If you maybe we'll get a picture of it up, because it does take up what, probably a fourth of your living room.
Yeah, it takes up so much space.
It is so big.
Yeah, I think the first time y'all saw it was like at Friendsgiving.
Yes,
last year in person.
That's the first time I'd seen it. Yes. Well, I wonder if your enthusiasm will wane in the next few years, as because you mentioned that you're decorating your apartment, and at some point, do you think your enthusiasm is going to wane when you have an entire house, interior and exterior, to decorate?
I think it'll be worse. Like, I think I'll turn into more obsessed. Yeah.
I'll be like, Chase.
Yes. Asking people to, like, hey, can you guys come install our outside lights on October 31st around 9 p.m.? Like, the trick-or-treaters should be winding down about then.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, you can get a discount if you will let them put them up that early.
Oh, well then, yeah.
Yeah. You absolutely, if you want them up like right after Thanksgiving, that's like the most expensive time to actually have.
They can put them up in July.
Yeah.
Like, no problem. What's the cheapest route to get my Christmas lights up?
What's the situation about some permanently installed Christmas lights on
this
house?
How much is that going to run me? How much money will I save that way over
time? Let's just save it. You know, the thing is, if I were actually installing Christmas lights, I would actually charge like twice as much to take them down. Because I think that's actually the real pain. Is like,
I didn't even think about having to take them all down.
That's the real pain in the butt.
If you put up a tree, when do you take it down?
If it were up to the banana, we would take it down Christmas at lunch.
You guys are a bunch of Scrooges up in that house.
We're normally traveling on Christmas, because we kind of have our family tradition or whatever. So we're normally traveling. So the thing is, she does not like to come home to that daunting task after we get back.
Okay.
So she kind of wants it done or whatever. But when I grew up, we kept it up until, you know, Epiphany, which is in January.
Yeah, January 1 is when I take my tree down.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's the way it is for most people. They, you know, you can linger for a while. Now, we'll tell you this. We did put Christmas lights in our big windows in the front, and we actually have never taken them down. We put them up probably 4 years ago, and we've never taken them down. They just, and no one really notices them, but they're there.
That's too good. Speaking of lights, have I ever told you that I, like, absolutely hate icicle lights?
Now, are you talking about the outside of the house?
Yes.
Outside. So just like the long, skinny white lights.
Mm-hmm. I cannot stand them.
Yeah.
I hate them.
That's a very strong response. What's you just.
The wires are never like are always so crooked, and like half of them are blown up on the roof. And
yes,
it just infuriates me looking at them, because
it's not a clean look.
So bad.
It's not a clean look or whatever.
Yes. They're so gross. I hate them.
I will tell you.
No offense to anybody who
loves their icicle lights.
It's kind of like my opinion about the full-size candy bar. Like, it's very divisive.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about icicle lights. I do not like them. Also, we live in Texas. Like, no.
I think that's actually why people do it, is because they're trying to kind of get in that mode. Because, again, here it can be hot on Christmas. I mean, it's been...
Yeah.
I have been outside on Christmas, you know, in shorts. So, but I struggle with the decorations. The ones that I struggle with the most are the people who have these elaborate yard decorations that aren't cohesive.
Right.
Like, you've got Mickey Mouse with a Santa hat on, and then over here you've got your nativity, you know, and then in the center you have got,
like, are we in Bethlehem or Orlando?
And then,
pick a lane.
And then they got Santa in shorts and a t-shirt, you know,
holding a surfboard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it's like when someone is just like, you can tell those people that just like every year, just like, okay, let's just add one more, like, and then
what's
just,
on
it's
clearance?
Just, it's just random.
Let's snag it,
you know. And then also we've got a, you know, 14-foot inflatable Grinch on, you know, like in the side yards. Like, okay, people, like, when is enough enough?
Right. Where are we going with this?
There is a house in town that I kid you not, they probably have 30 plus blow up, you know, inflatable yard arts. And so, like, during the day, they're all down, you know, like just on the ground. And then at night you drive by, and I mean, they're all up. I mean, it is just, you can't even see the grass. It's just wall to wall. It's like, my gosh. I mean, like, we'll take one of everything. They walked into Lowe's, like, we'll take one of everything.
Like, weird flex, but okay.
It is really, really strange. Okay, so Tara, while I do think that it is insane that you put your tree up so early, I will say that I, in doing a little research for today, I actually did see an article that was written several years ago. Business Insider, I think, republished it. But they're talking about how putting Christmas decorations up early makes you happier.
Really?
And so I thought, with us being so, you know, with such a focus on our podcast of being mental health and mental health awareness, I thought that was an interesting point. Like, okay, if that makes you happy, hey, who are we to, you know, we may still judge you, but if it makes you feel happier, then that's really all that matters.
That's right. When you were about to say, who are we to judge? I was like,
yeah. So they had effectively like a psychiatrist that they interviewed when they were talking about this. And he says, a guy named Steve McCown, I think is his name. He said, that effectively, there could be a lot of reasons why someone like obsessively puts decorations up. I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but mainly it's for nostalgic reasons.
Okay.
And it would be like to relive the magic of their childhood.
Sure.
In a positive or negative sense.
Interesting.
And I thought that was really, I thought that was odd when I first read it. And then it kind of made sense. Obviously, if you are someone who enjoyed Christmas and it was a great experience for you, then yeah, you're going to want to live that as long as possible.
Right.
But also, if like you kind of had shitty Christmases growing up, then that also could make you want to have it differently now.
Rewrite
as an adult or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's really, really interesting.
I agree.
It's just really weird to me because I think of Christmas decorations like being stressful.
Right.
But you don't think of it that way.
No.
You think of it as full on, like you got a lot of joy out of it.
Absolutely. Like my mom asked me yesterday on the phone, we were FaceTiming, and she said, do you think you're going to be sick of your tree by Christmas? And I mean, I couldn't even imagine being sick of the decorations.
Yeah.
I just love them.
Yeah.
I think they're so happy. And yeah, it just seems to kind of bring a peace about.
Yeah. So I think that's one of the pieces that to this puzzle.
And also growing up, I always felt like my mom had the most beautiful Christmas tree. She still does. Like, I feel like it is the goals Christmas tree.
Okay.
And so when
what made the tree, in your opinion?
Well, I just loved the way she decorated it. So again, people, you do you, but there was never like the paper mache ornament that I brought home. Like that didn't go on the Christmas tree.
Oh,
and I respect
that.
I'm not putting any of macaroni crap on my Christmas tree either. Like, I love you, boo. Like, you go put that on the Christmas tree in your room, honey. That's why there's one in there.
Just
did
wait.
I mention I put a Christmas tree up in her room as well?
Just wait.
No, I'm not putting that on my tree.
Okay.
No. But so, my mom's tree was just, it looked like a department store tree. It was perfect, gorgeous. I loved when it was up. And so now I want B to feel the same way about my tree.
Okay. So now, see, I think you're just like stepping into divisive issue after divisive issue, because there are a lot of, like, so I also feel like my mother's tree was like to die for, but it was full of all of the handmade decorations,
right?
All the school art.
I mean, like I said, everyone, they do what brings them happiness.
There you go.
Me, my tree looking like it's out of Neiman Marcus, that brings me happiness. I'm not a sentimental person in that regard.
Way.
I don't like having a lot of clutter.
Yeah.
In my house, one time Hubba wanted to keep a napkin that our goddaughter had like scribbled on at a restaurant. It was on our fridge for like 2 weeks. I was like, I'm not living like this.
Yeah.
No, I don't keep things that are not necessary.
Not absolutely necessary. You're not.
Yes.
Well, I remember when my mother moved houses, she had so many Christmas decorations that she effectively for like specifically for the tree that she divided them up and gave them to my sisters. And I like gave us our ornaments back. Like, here's all of your crap. Like, do with it what you will. Like,
sure.
So she
and
can
did
say,
you keep it.
I do have it. And I don't actually put it up because I, too, feel that I like a clean tree.
Sure.
I like a cohesive tree. I like it to be, you know, I like there to be a theme.
Right.
You know, a color theme or whatever.
Sure.
And especially if you're gonna host a party, I don't know, especially if we're a bunch of people you don't know, like, it's just hard. They're not gonna necessarily see the, you know, benefit of your kids' artwork on the tree.
Right.
So
yeah.
But
it's just not my style.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so Tara, one reason you know, we're kind of talking about Team Tara versus the traditionalists, traditionalists being those who put their tree up on the day after Thanksgiving or later. You know, one of the reasons that people may find themselves traditionalists, some folks actually put up real trees.
Right.
Live trees, which obviously you can't put up on November 1st.
Right. I mean, I also don't put up a real tree because I don't want to die in a fire. So that's another reason. Have you seen those videos of how quickly those live trees catch on fire?
Yes. Yes. And we had a live tree for most of my childhood. I recall that we had a live tree. And you do. I mean, once you get it, you have to soak it forever. Also, we actually knew someone who had a Christmas tree farm growing up. Uh-huh. And so that's now that I think about it, that's the reason why we had live trees all those years.
So soak it how?
So once you get it, okay, you have to soak it in like a 5-gallon bucket of water and something else for several days before you put it up.
What a buzzkill. You go out, you get your Christmas tree, can't even take it back and decorate it.
Well, this is how we always did. I'm not actually sure this is the right way, but this is the way you're trying to keep it alive longer. Mm-hmm. And so then, yes, once you put it up, you got to water it and all this stuff to try to keep it from, you know, but you're right. It is dry. Mm-hmm. It is kindling by the time you get to.
No, that scares me. No. I'm out.
So if you are a traditionalist, obviously you are going to have to wait. So I heard this really funny story about, you know, because real versus fake trees, you know, is a big thing.
They're strong opinions.
Yes, very strong opinions. Well, so the banana was telling me the story about my in-laws that I almost could not believe. But then knowing them.
Right.
So folks may remember in a previous episode on marriage, I talked about the fact that my mother-in-law threw out the comforter that that my father-in-law made the bed with just because she didn't like the way he made the bed. Well, so in the same vein.
So the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Right. So in the same vein, their first year they were married, my father-in-law wanted a real tree. So he brought home a real tree. My mother-in-law takes it and throws it out in the yard. And then he like brings it back in. And then again, she throws it back out in the yard. And so this is over like apparently a couple of days or whatever. So finally, like it's just laying in the yard. And I assume like in the ditch, like, you know, by the road or whatever. So as it gets closer to Christmas, apparently the neighbors like came by and decorated this tree that's like thrown out in their front yard. Can you imagine what those people must have thought?
I can't even put into words the entertainment
neighbors
must have gotten from your in-laws over the years.
Yes, yes. And they're still going at it. I mean, they are still as funny today with the way they behave.
It is astonishing that they have stayed married.
Yes.
I mean, honestly.
They're perfect for each other because their level of crazy matches one another.
I would kill to be a fly on the wall at like a premarital counseling session.
Oh, I can assure you there was no premarital counseling. Nobody's signing off on this pair. Like nobody's signing off on this pair.
They would not have made it through that.
Yeah. So you never had a fake, or you never had a real tree as a kid? It was always a fake tree?
Unless I'm just forgetting. No,
yeah.
I don't remember. I don't even remember knowing anyone who had a real tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here's my issue with fake trees.
Okay.
The damn lights go out on them. Yours is pre-lit, right?
Mine's pre-lit.
Okay. That is the most, and people, you can say.
You guys, he is getting so mad talking about this.
Okay, and you can say what you want to. I don't care how much you spend on the tree. The likelihood of getting more than 2 to 3 years out of the lights on any tree is very difficult.
That bums me out.
How long did your parents have this tree before you got it?
I would say a couple of years. It's probably year 4.
Yeah. Well, that's
in perfect condition.
That is the most frustrating thing is when you put the tree up and then you plug it in and one set
like
of
a section.
You're talking about a buzzkill. Get your tree up and one section doesn't work. Okay. And you've got all this shit strewn out. And, you know, the house is a wreck because you've got all these boxes to put all this crap up and part of the tree doesn't work. So then you think, okay, well, I'll just go get a string. This is the mistake everybody makes. And I've done it, people. I know you've been there. You go get a strand of lights because you think that, okay, I'll just like cover that. And then the lights are a completely different color.
It says like white, bright.
Yes.
White.
Yes. And it looks terrible. So then you're mad about that. I mean, honestly, putting up the Christmas decorations is a very stressful situation.
I'm not going over to your house when it's time to put the Christmas.
So then you have to deal with that. Then you say, okay, well, forget it. We'll get another tree or whatever. So then you have to go through this process of trying to find another tree. And that's the only real negative thing I have about pre-lit trees is the lack of durability
that they have. Okay.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the time that I had my assistant probably drive to easily 9 or 10 stores to try to find a Christmas tree?
No. There it is.
So the first year that I had finished the loft, they asked me to be on the loft tour. Well, the windows that I have at the front they're only about 30 inches wide, but there's 5 of them. Mm-hmm. Maybe 35 inches wide. So, and there's 5 of them and they're 12 feet tall.
Okay.
So I wanted a tree that would fit width-wise and height in one of those windows. Okay. So I've got my assistant trying to track down a tree that is less than 35 inches wide, but is almost 12 feet tall. Okay. So I send her out and I'm like, okay, this is what we need. So she goes to every imaginable store that she can find. And we tried to find one online, couldn't find it. Sent her, I mean, she was gone hours, went to Dallas. And I mean, it was an all day deal. I get a call and she's like, I've gone to every store. I cannot find it. I was like, okay, no problem. And she says, I'm going to stop by Walmart on the way home or on the way back to the office. And I said, okay. So she drives back from Dallas, been gone all day, walks into the local Walmart, and they have an 11-foot, 30-inch wide tree.
That is
at the local Walmart. And we had it. And do you know how many years it lasted?
How many?
One.
One year?
The next year, the lights wouldn't work. So, but it was good for the 1 year. It was great. But I haven't been able to find another one. That's a slim tree, in case you're wondering.
Oh, okay.
Yours will be a full tree, as everyone will see when they see the picture online. Yours is a full tree, and then they also make slim trees.
Got it. Okay.
So, do you at all feel like you are being inconsiderate or insulting to Thanksgiving with this behavior?
Well, can't say I've ever really thought of it that way. But I mean, hell, everyone is offended by everything. Why not Thanksgiving being offended by my Christmas tree?
Yeah.
I mean, no, not really.
Yeah.
I still do appreciate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Any holiday or excuse.
Yeah.
Wednesday, where I get to eat a large meal.
Large meal.
Count me in. Like, I'm supportive of that.
So one of my sisters, she decorates every single holiday.
Okay.
I mean,
I also appreciate that.
Even, you know, her actual favorite holiday is Valentine's Day, which
weird.
Is, yeah, it is weird, but she's always been this way. Like she loves Christmas, but I mean, Valentine's Day is like always been her thing. So she decorates her house as well for Valentine's Day, almost as she does for Christmas.
Wow.
But I don't like eating Thanksgiving somewhere where they already have the Christmas tree up.
See, I'm the opposite. I like to see a Christmas tree while I'm eating
your Thanksgiving,
my Thanksgiving food.
Yeah. Y'all, give us some feedback because I really do wonder how this splits out now.
Yes. So send us a text, 833-DSP-TEXT.
Yep.
And let us know. Are you Team Tara? You got that tree up already?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you a traditionalist?
Yep.
Or are you a Ebenezer Scrooge? Matt Handley.
Yeah.
Don't even want to put it up. So let us know.
Okay, Tara, it's that time in the show that you love so much.
I hate that.
What are you hating this week?
Okay. So this is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Okay.
I don't cook very often. Almost never.
Okay.
I don't like cooking. I'm not really good at it. So that being said, we eat out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like even during the week.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
We eat out a lot. So I hate when I go out to eat on the weekend
mm-hmm.
and everyone all of a sudden wants to go out to eat. And then there's like a 3-hour wait at a restaurant. I think that if you eat out all the time, you're one of the true blue eater outers. You should not have to wait.
Not have to wait that long.
You should get special treatment. Hey, you're a VIP. You're a regular. Like you come on in and have a table. If you only eat out once or twice a week, you should be the one who has to wait. Now you're out there crowding it up for the rest of us.
Okay.
That doesn't seem fair to me.
I will agree. In a rare occurrence here, I am going to actually piggyback on your I hate that.
What? So crazy. Okay.
So here's what I hate.
All right.
I hate when folks who have nowhere else to be go to lunch at 12 during the week. Like, if you're retired or you don't have anything else to do,
why
do you go to lunch at 12? Like, we're all
other than the fact that is lunchtime. Why do we eat lunchtime at lunch?
But it's the same kind of deal.
That's
like
backwards. Why do you eat lunch at lunchtime?
But that's the deal, is the same thing happens here. We only have an hour for lunch, or, right, you know, whatever. Like, we've got to get our lunch in and out. They don't have any place else to be.
Right.
Like, so why?
You guys, be a pal and eat at 11:30.
Or 1 o'clock.
Or
1 o'clock.
Yeah. Have a late breakfast.
One of the others.
Assholes. Yeah. No. So that gets on my nerves.
Yeah. No, I can totally appreciate that. And I can totally understand that, because, again, it's the same deal for me. Like, if anyone is anywhere during, like, work hours that has somewhere else to be or doesn't have any place else to be, like, hey, you know, like, give us the preferential treatment here.
I think that all the time. I'll be in my car, like, obviously, yeah, I'm in sales, so I'm out and about a lot, and I'll be like, oh, I need a coffee. So I'll hit Starbucks, and mm-hmm, it's like 1:45, yeah, 2 o'clock. I'm like,
yeah,
why are not all of these bums at work? You're out here making this line for me.
And you do. Like, it is crazy when you go someplace and you're like, what do all these people do? The other thing is, when I see, like, kids, it's and like during the middle of the day, I'm like, isn't there school today? Like, what's a school aged kid running around here? Like,
I know. It's, what are crazy. They?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I hate that.
Okay. So, Tara, while this intervention might have proven to be a failure from the standpoint of your changing your ways and your behavior towards Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
I will say, you have educated me on your reasoning. And I do think that we will find that there will be a lot of people who are, this is probably a more even split than I'm thinking that it was originally.
We will see. All right, you guys, this brings us to the end of this emergency bonus episode, live from the storage room. You know, we like to talk a lot on this show about what makes us happy, what makes us mad, yep, sad, all the things.
Yes.
But the most important thing is that you do what brings you the most happiness, whatever that might be.
If that means putting your decorations up on November 1st,
that's,
or
right,
the day after Thanksgiving, or whenever your heart leads you.
That's right.
That's what you got to do.
All right, let's do it.
And just remember, we might sound shallow, but the depth is real.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast. And like Deeply Shallow Podcast on Facebook.
Hey, Tara, we've really enjoyed our podcast experience, but I think we would both agree that creating and launching a podcast is way more than just recording content. We had no idea how much technology could help or hurt a podcast. I mean, we could be spending hours on editing, audio quality, uploading to a hosting service, just to name a few.
Totally agree. We interviewed several companies and couldn't be happier with Riley and his team at Podigy. Their skills, passion, and professionalism have proven to be the best partners for us.
Yeah, that's podigy.co, podigy.co. Right now, they're offering 25% off first month services for new podcasters.